Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
When you look at where they are right now and you can see the drop-off from that feeling after year one and you're in the playoffs and you do it again last year, you see where they are right now where that is, I don't care what they said last night. I don't think the Seattle Seahawks are quite Super Bowl contenders yet. We'll see. I wouldn't put them up there with the Detroits or the Phillies in the NFC or even the Bucks. But they're a good football team. But Clint, we could clearly see there was a different level of team that they were compared to the Houston Texans. And that was not the plan. That was not the plan. The thought would be the Texans would be held either a level higher than a team like Seattle. Yeah. Coming into it, and it's disappointing. And as I said, and I'd like to hear from people. I'll get to you, JT. We'll get to you, Edward, CJ, Craig, Blake, Ed, and the lines will be open. When you think about the disappointment of where the Texans are right now, what's the name that comes to mind? What's the face that you see? Who is it that screams the disappointment? Who is it for you before we get to the people?
D'Amico Ryans, hands down, without a doubt.
That's it.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, as I said before, D'Amico Ryans, when he was hired, he was the most powerful man in the building. I still believe he's that guy beyond Cal and Hannah McNair, obviously. So all of these decisions to work so closely with Nick Caserio, for Nick to even still be in the building, but to work so closely with Nick Caserio and allow your general manager to be so involved in the football day-to-day stuff, the hiring of staff and things of that nature, that's on D'Amico. D'Amico's the one that had the veto power to make sure that was not the case, and he chose to do it. And then you look specifically at the offensive coordinator situation. Look, I think Bobby Slowick, I could see moving on from Bobby Slowick. I also see keeping Bobby Slowick, but apparently it was so toxic in the building that you couldn't keep him around. D'Amico Ryans chose him. And now you look at what's going on with Nick Caley, and ultimately D'Amico Ryans and Nick Caserio chose him, or D'Amico allowed Nick to choose him, and the O-line coach, Cole Popovich, that whole deal, the whole New England Patriot vibe in the building that has been there ever since I've been covering the team, right? And you look at all of that, and what it boils down to is you had a quarterback that played at a future face of the franchise, rookie of the year level, out of the gate, won 10 games, pulled your organization out of dysfunction, and it appears that the decisions that you have made have failed him significantly since that rookie year. He's the one that we see every Sunday that is not executing anywhere nearly at the level that he was once executing. And I think that is a result of the decisions that D'Amico Ryans has made to this point. And so, I don't know how we look anywhere other than D'Amico Ryans. And man, the inability to go find an experienced offensive play caller that's calling the shots, that's hiring his staff, that's doing it all on the offensive side of the football has been crippling to this franchise.
All right, let's start with you, JT. Who is it, when you think about the disappointment of this team, who is the person that comes to mind?
Nick Caserio is the guy, man. We still have eating the fruit of this poisonous Patriot tree.
Hey, Ed, man, JT, got to bring you down, man. That connection is is struggling there a bit. I would say Nick Caserio will probably be the one for me. I think he's had a lot to do with the offensive coach that you're talking about being in. I think he had a lot to do with, obviously, the roster. I can understand how a person would get there. Edward, who is the face and the person that disappoints you the most when you think about where they are right now?
Hey, Ron, it's only thank y'all for taking my call, man. Uh-huh. Hey, you know, I got to give it to Coach, man. He's got to take responsibility. Okay, I'm 56 years old, man. I'm ride or die H-Town Oilers back in Renfro days when missed that touchdown. I'm down, but it's sickening to watch these Texans every Sunday when they get the ball on offense. I watch for defense. I enjoy watching the defense. But to me, OC got to go. And Stroud, I think the glamour got to him that first year because he's just out of whack. He's out of whack. He doesn't recognize blitzes. His throwing is off. His touching is off. He don't get out the pocket. He don't step up. And man, there you go, man. But thank y'all for taking my call. I want to hear your thoughts, man.
Appreciate your thoughts, Edward. Yeah, I think I see some people texting in. CJ is the person that they go through when they look at a disappointment. And I can see that because he may have been the number one reason why Texans fans had the high hopes that they had, and now he just looks like a shell of that person.
Nobody on your list is free from you know, the blame, if you want to say it.
I don't think there's a wrong answer.
Or the criticism. I mean, no, I mean, look, C.J. Stroud, I mean, I don't necessarily agree with the folks that were through the roof, pay C.J. Stroud right now after year one. I still, even up to this year, I'll remind folks, I was still at a point of like, hey, there's a void of leadership on this offense. C.J. Stroud needs to take the bull by the horns, right? I mean, there's still some steps that C.J. needs to take. And I think that where we are right now is precisely the point I was making of man, CJ's response to this adversity, CJ's response to everything not being good around him and them not winning games has not been good.
Yeah. CJ, speaking of CJ, you're up next. Who is the person that comes to mind when you think about the
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Appointment of where the Texans are.
I agree with Mr. Sterner, and that is that I think it's on D'Amico Ryans. I think that he's the most powerful, you know, besides, you know, Hannah and Cal. And the thing that frustrates me more than anything else is that he needs to implement that power. And Clint said it earlier. He said that, that, you know, we can't be best friends. You know, we can't be everybody's best friend. If you make a mistake, you need to put them in place and make sure that the team's okay. Everything's about the team. Everything's about winning. Everything's about what the direction we're going. But the last thing that I want to say real quick, and I've been dying to ask this question to Mr. Sterner, and that is, I think that he is in right now, I think that he is like the David Carr of the Texans, and that is, if he continues to get beat up, it's like he is so scared in the pocket that it's like, I mean, is that a true thing? Because he is so scared that I don't think he can even be the quarterback of the Texans.
All right, appreciate the call, CJ.
Yeah, look, I think it's a very real thing. I think we've seen. I mean, look, anytime you watch a quarterback play, right, is you can see him thinking through his feet, right? You can tell how fast his mind is working, and I mean fast in rushing way, not in a be quick way, but in a rushing way. You can see how cool, calm, and collected a quarterback is, or how scared is not the right word, but like how worried and how anxious a quarterback is by watching his feet. And you watch CJ. CJ has gone from taking a snap and almost standing in that Tony Romo fashion of just standing up almost flat-footed to, I mean, he is scared he's going to get hit in the back of the head immediately anytime that the ball snapped. His clock is sped up tremendously. He has zero confidence in the system and what they're doing. He has zero confidence in what he's seeing and his ability to pick it up. He has zero confidence in the answers that they're providing him if and when they do heat him up with pressures. It's just absolutely it's real. And absolutely it can ruin a quarterback. And absolutely we're watching C.J. Stroud go backwards over the last 2 years. We're watching a quarterback that has been hit a lot. We're watching a quarterback that continues to get hit and has no plan or no process to protect himself. And that's why you see the feet jumping all over the place. Yeah. That's why you see the panic, and all of a sudden he throws four go routes in one possession in four straight plays, one play which it didn't count. Like that. That's why you see those things, and that's why you see the inconsistencies. Is he does not – the play clock, he sees that play clock running, and he's trying to figure out what the hell's going on up front. He's trying to get the perfect protection called. Nick Caley told us early in the season, everything starts with the protection. We're going to get his thing protected. They're trying to get the perfect protection called, and the clock's running, and CJ has zero confidence that he's going to get it done. He has zero confidence that the scheme's going to get it done. He has zero confidence that the O-line is going to get it protected, and you can see it in his feet. There's no doubt about it. You can see it in his face on the sideline.
Yeah.
That's the fear here with CJ, guys, is you know, I've talked about a lot about the wanting to be everybody's friend from like while we're talking about leadership, but the worry with this offense is you don't Nick Caley doesn't have the power within this organization to walk in and hold feet to the fire on guys that D'Amico says aren't executing. CJ Stroud doesn't have the ability, the want to, the desire, the instinct to go, hey man, y'all get this stuff together, ripping ass on the sideline. Right? He don't have it. Nobody on this offense has it. And it's that's why I say it's hard to see this thing turn in the right direction.
Yeah, there are a couple of times over there I was like, Is he really watching anything on that surface?
Or is he just trying to not make eye contact with folks? Southwest flight. Like, don't look at me. Somebody might sit down next to me.
He's just looking down at that surface. And there ain't nothing rolling. He's just looking down. God, just don't even come talk to me. Just don't even come say a damn thing to me. No, it's a rough thing. All right, Craig, finish this off. Who is the person, the face or the name that comes to mind when you think about this disappointment?
First of all, I love y'all. Second of all, I'm so damn tired every year of the same damn excuses. This line, this, that. It's such crap, man. We're fourth largest city, and we got nothing but a lame football team every damn year. Put Davis Mills back there. Hell, maybe he might do something. Change the stuff up a little bit, because it sure the hell ain't working. And I think everybody's damn tired of the same crap, boys. Really. It's a... 65 years in Houston, are we ever going to have a contender ever? I don't think so. Unless Cal just cleans damn house, sweeps the floor with these guys, and starts all over. CJ sure the hell ain't worth no $65 million a year. He can't hold a candle with Mahomes or Josh Allen. Hell, we don't even have a line that can protect him. I'm just fed the hell up. I say get rid of Caserio, get rid of that damn play caller, and let's start. We need to clean house, guys. I mean, this is the same crap every year. And you know I'm right. We've been through this, man. We've talked about this every year.
Greg,
maybe his first rookie year.
Greg, that dismount of, I'm going to say all this, and damn it, you know I'm right.
No lies detected.
That's my favorite part, Greg, of the whole thing.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.